Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutadi. Mojo, we're going to start with, we can officially say it now, WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark. Yes, it is official. Former Iowa star, because last night in New York City, Mojo, like we all knew, probably the most anticlimactic draft in a very long time, because if there was ever someone who was a lock number one pick, it was Caitlin Clark. But it was made official last night. And this is, I think, the biggest moment in WNBA history. That's how much excitement, Mojo, is behind this draft pick. And as a result of it all, obviously, these other incredibly gifted and talented women, they as well have gotten a bunch of attention. Mojo, if you want to know how popular this was, last night there were 17,000 plus fans in the Indiana Fever's arena in Indianapolis just to watch basically a TV show, Mojo. Sure, they had a draft party, but nothing was happening in front of them in person. They were just watching the broadcast, and obviously it just goes to show how excited the fan base is, Mojo. Not just that, Fanatics, who makes all of the jerseys for all of the different sports, NBA, WNBA, baseball, I mean, you name it, they sell it. Fanatics has said, Mojo, and we talked to them this morning, that this was the best-selling rookie jersey for anyone who had ever been drafted, not just WNBA, Mojo, but NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. I mean, you name the sport, Caitlin Clark is the winner. I think this is a real reason for WNBA fans, for the players, the teams, the organizations to be super hopeful for what this might mean for the future.
Babcock, it was the most lackluster WNBA draft of all time, albeit for all the right reasons. Yeah. I mean, this was a shock to literally no one. I mean, the bona fide, certified, unanimous number one pick. No question whatsoever. And honestly, rightfully so. We've talked extensively about how dominant she's been on the court. But yeah, let's jump all the way to what you just said, Babcock, what this means to the sport. This is huge. I mean, I don't know the last time 17 plus thousand fans crammed into a home team stadium to watch the draft on a television for who may be coming to their team, albeit very likely coming to their team.
Yep.
That right there is setting the precedent. What can be done with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA is endless. I mean, we've heard it for years. WNBA players, they do not make a lot of money, not by a long shot. Matter of fact, if we talk about what Caitlin Clark is set to make in her basketball contract, pretty bad, I gotta say, but she has the ability to change all of that with the amount of sponsorship dollars that she can bring in. We are talking about millions upon millions, tens of millions of dollars coming in to help these teams, to support their facilities, player salaries, all these things. Viewership is going to be through the roof. Again, if we're talking about cramming 17,500 people into a stadium when there isn't even a game going on, ticket prices are going to go through the roof. And, you know, you factor in all these things, and this is just unbelievable for the game. This is exactly what the WNBA needed. They had to have. They've been waiting so long for a player like this to just revolutionize their business.
I could not agree more, Mojo. That's exactly what she has done. And if you don't believe what we're saying, just look at the cold, hard numbers. The fact is that 18 million plus people watched the women's NCAA title game on television a week or so ago. 14 million, 4 million less watched the men's game. That's something that has never happened before. Not only has it not happened, it's not even ever been close. And the women outdrew the men this year around. And by the way, there was a pretty great team in UConn playing in this game against a fellow number one seed in Purdue on the men's side. So I don't think you can make the argument that it was a crappy game or a crappy matchup or bad teams. That's just not the reality of the situation. So Caitlin Clark is a superstar. If you're saying any different, you're misinformed. Mojo. Now, how will she be in Indiana? If you want to talk about places in the states that absolutely love basketball, I don't know you're going to find one out there that is more connected to the basketball game, to the court, than Indiana. Al Harrington, who obviously didn't play in the WNBA, but was a longtime NBA player and star for the Indiana Pacers. We recently ran into Al and we asked him, we said, hey, we know, this obviously was before she was drafted. We said, hey, Al, we know that Caitlin Clark headed to Indianapolis. How's she going to do? What's it going to be like? Here's what he had to say.
Do you think that market is a good market for her, you know, to start her career?
I mean, the fact that she's coming from Iowa to that market is obviously a great market. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure the WNBA would love for her to be in a bigger market than
right,
that.
Right,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? But I think she's going to thrive, bro. It's like she's like going to be the female Reggie Miller. Yeah, she's going to be cold, but I know all the girls in the league are licking their chops to get their hands on her, too.
They're coming for
you.
You
know what I'm saying? So
people
they, build, they build you up to sometimes get you tore down. So it's going to be interesting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she cold. So it's not like she's not going to be good, but it's going to see how good, especially when the level sets up.
And Mojo, if people out there are a little bit younger or not basketball fans, saying that she's going to be the Reggie Miller of the Indiana Fever, I mean, that is pretty special, because Reggie Miller, and I watched this because I was a Knicks fan growing up and he killed my Knicks time after time. Reggie Miller is the greatest player that has ever put on a Pacers uniform. And that's pretty incredibly high praise from Al Harrington. And I also love that he said the other women are going to go back at her. I cannot wait for that. And I think that's what makes this all compelling. It is officially fight week for Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And while the two star fighters are turning up the testosterone to promote the fight, Garcia has a lot of people scratching their head after recently announcing that he is engaged to a porn star just days before the bout. Boxing icon Canelo Alvarez tells us what Garcia needs to do to get his mind right when TMZ Sports rolls on.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, we're going to stick right in New York City. We're only days away from an absolutely massive fight, but I got to say, it's one of the strangest fight promotions that I have ever seen. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, the two 25-year-old stars. They've only got one loss between them. Devin Haney being 31-0, Ryan Garcia being 24-1. His one loss just came to Tank Davis, of course, the great Tank Davis. Today, Mojo, on Tuesday, the fighters came face-to-face at the top of the Empire State Building, and things got heated. So they're doing a promotional media event. The idea is to get people excited about the fight, and I think that kind of stuff is probably going to help, Mojo, because as you see, Devin Haney had a little bit too much of Ryan Garcia. He was sick of him, and he gave him a good shove to the throat area, the upper chest, throat, face area, pushed Ryan back, obviously, and thankfully, cooler heads ultimately prevailed there. Everyone kept the guys separated, but this is just one side of it. This is the boxing side of it, and these guys are terrific fighters, and it's a great fight from that standpoint, but you cannot deny, Mojo, some of the things that Ryan Garcia has been saying. I mean, in the last few days or so, he came out what I would describe as some strange videos involving a porn star who Ryan has seemingly made his fiance. Her name is Savannah Bond. There have been some other things that Ryan has posted a little bit earlier today saying he identified as a woman. Some things that have, again, been very much out there for some of the stuff that Ryan Garcia has said in the past. So anyway, Mojo, We were able to talk to a guy who is probably the biggest star in boxing right now, and at one time was a mentor to Ryan Garcia, Canelo Alvarez. And we asked Canelo, you know, hey, what's going on with Ryan? And do you still support this guy? And do you think he's okay? Here's Saul Alvarez.
You know, he's a good kid, and we don't need to judge him. He's a good kid, and this is the moment when you need to support your friends. And I know we have a lot of issues before, but I don't care. I just care about him, and we love that kid, and we know him a lot. And he's a good person. Just I think he needs a good people around him. That's all I want to say.
Mojo, I don't know if you interpret this differently than I, but it's not so much that Ryan and Canelo are best friends or anything like that, but I think it's clear that Canelo believes that Ryan's going through something right now, and it's not the time to beat up on him. It's the time to make sure that this guy is okay. He's a 25-year-old. He's a relatively young man. And if something is off, then let's get him help, not destroy the guy on social media and elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that should almost always be the case, right? Anytime somebody's going through something, you build them up, you find a support system around them. And, you know, you can change one small thing and get somebody's life back on track. So anytime we can go that route instead of destroying somebody, that's obviously better. But, hey, I mean, a glowing endorsement like that from a guy like Canelo, I think that can silence a lot of questions. It makes you think that maybe any issues might be more of a speed bump, if anything, than any long-term issues. But, you know, I feel like Ryan Garcia just knows what to say to stay in the headlines and promote a fight. I mean, we are constantly talking about the things that he says and he does, and it always leads to more pay-per-view buys, higher viewership, you know, all of these things, all these analytics and metrics. So there's that side of it. Taking it back to on top of the Empire State Building, I mean, this was pretty solid, right? I mean, this was a good face-off. I mean, look at Ryan Garcia's face. I mean, he looks genuinely upset here, right? I mean, sometimes we see the old stare off and the shove, and we think it's extremely scripted. Maybe we're not.
You can just feel it sometimes, Mojo. It just feels fake.
Yeah. I mean, I'm buying this one for sure. I mean, this looks personal. Plus, Haney, the throat shove. I mean, that's a fighting action for sure, right? I mean, smushing a guy in the throat, I'd immediately want to punch someone in the face. I mean, that made me want to hit him. I'm just watching the thing. So, I mean, either way, you combine all these things, it just really does build the hype.
I agree, Mojo. I cannot wait to see finally what the pay-per-view numbers are, because we know it's a terrific fight. I'm very curious if some of the noise has actually overtaken the fight or if it's added to the promotion. I think we're going to find out. We'll see how many people ultimately end up throwing down their cold hard cash to watch this thing. I can tell you for sure, I'm watching. Mojo, Angel Reese, wasn't just her dress that was shining last night. It was also her pearly whites, because and Angel Reese was absolutely stunning on that orange carpet. She there's a reason that she's been in Vogue and the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and all that stuff. A beautiful, beautiful woman, and obviously an incredibly talented basketball player who goes 7th overall to the Chicago Sky. They actually moved up to get into that position, so it shows you what they think of Angel Reese and how badly they wanted her. Well, they've got her, Mojo. Like I said, it was the pearly whites that were shining too, because in preparation for the huge night, Angel went to a woman named Essence Martin, who has a shop out in the Atlanta area, and she makes these really awesome grills. Now, she wore one last night. It was, as a matter of fact, this really nice, really expensive, like, it's white gold and diamond, Mojo. It's a little hard to see, but there is a little bar that runs across the bottom teeth. And that is made of diamond, of course, custom made by Essence Martin. And those were VVS diamonds, some of the highest quality diamonds out there. They are, you know, essentially like flawless diamonds. Anyway, she got two other grills. Now, one of them goes on the top left and the top right. Well, that's the diamond one she wore last night. So she got the ones for the top left and the top right. of her Jaws mojo. There are those on the right. And now Essence, she wanted to do something nice, so she actually surprised Angel with a girl that says her last name. The girl obviously there on the left, the bottom left, said Reese, and she surprised her with that as well. This is really cool of Essence to do, but also a pretty smart business move, Mojo, because she has told us that ever since Angel promoted her and sort of announced that they were working together, that phone has been ringing off of the hook. So business is booming, to borrow a phrase from Antonio Brown. Sorry. Business is booming. We won't talk about AB. Moving on anyway. Pretty cool, Mojo. And I thought, again, she looked absolutely great from the grill all the way down to the dress.
You know, I like these grills, man. I mean, look, we've seen some crazy, super elaborate ones. I mean, the one she's rocking almost looks like the bottom retainer I have. I can get here and y'all, I can bring y'all into my grill if y'all want to see it. I think I flossed my teeth before this, but
yeah, hopefully.
I like it. It's simple. You know, one thing with grills is they get very, very clunky.
Yes.
It's hard to speak. You know, sometimes they're uncomfortable or even painful for people.
Oh, yeah.
But these are nice and simple. They're functional. You know, she can go out there and hear her name called and go up there to the podium and speak and do interviews and all these things. So I like it. Thinking out the functionality, that's something that's typically lost here. So very nice. I like that it went together with her outfit, that hood that she's rocking there. That's pretty sweet. I like that, too. I don't know the last time I saw somebody up there with something like that. So I like the originality of the whole thing coming together. Congratulations to Angel Reese, even though I am still extremely salty that you ever transferred out of the University of Maryland.
You know what, Mojo? I've got to be honest. I don't think I've watched many WNBA drafts in the past, so I didn't know if the women showed out like the men do with the over-the-top outfits. They did. The women very much held their own. Number two pick right there. The women very much held their own last night, and they look stunning. There's Caitlin Clark. Absolutely stunning on the orange carpet. I'm excited for this WNBA season. The best part is it starts in just a few weeks, Mojo, so you don't have to wait all that long. So stay tuned.
Kind of just start off with the obvious. How are you doing in your rehab and where do things stand?
Rehab's going well. Making good progress, coming along. Obviously spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff, so feel like things are going well and I'm coming along well.
Hey Daniel, and so then just to build on that, have they given you a target date of when you think you could be fully cleared?
The plan is to be ready to go by training camp. So that's what I'm shooting for and feel good about being ready.
Well, that is New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, who was meeting with the media yesterday, providing a health update for the first time in a long time. You remember midseason last year, week 9 to be precise, Daniel Jones tore his ACL, season over. And one of the first times he's talking to reporters, Mojo, it's not what anyone's talking about because everyone is talking about Daniel's crazy eyes. I don't know what to say or do, Mojo. Yes, it's that right there. It's very reminiscent of Adam Gase. Mojo, of course, former Dolphins coach who was introduced there as the Jets head coach. Look very, very similar to Daniel Jones. If you know, oh gosh, Mojo, this is a bad omen. Say something, Mojo.
Brother's about to get cast in a horror movie, I think. Babcock, let me ask you a question here. It's like the side effects of a torn ACL, like ocular nerve damage.
Yeah, bulging eyes. Kind of, I looked it up, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was wondering what's going on here. I mean, the guy had a few too many energy drinks maybe before this press conference. I don't know. Maybe the lighting was really turned up. I mean, like they really spotlighted him. He was trying to see outside of the light. I mean, I don't know what this is, but this is weird. I mean, I think there's a lot of fans of this franchise that still think they tremendously spent way too much money on this gentleman and getting him back now after our fun with Mr. DeVito. I don't know if this is silencing any concerns. I mean, it's probably raising a few more alarms what this young man has been up to in his free time, because I don't remember him looking that way before. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to get tons of questions about this later on. He's going to have to address this. I wouldn't be surprised if he or his teammates turned this into a joke, a little bit of locker room ribbing. I could see that in the very near future here. But very strange thing. You look disturbed right now, Babcock.
I am. Unless he answers for this, and there's a reasonable explanation, at 6, the Giants need to draft a quarterback. Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, Mojo, we are just about out of time. But before we go, I've got to send a big heartfelt congratulations from everybody here to a longtime TMZ staffer and a guy who was actually once the former director for the TMZ Sports show, Kyle Jamieson. Kyle, who yesterday ran and completed the Boston Marathon, 26.2 miles. It seems impossible to me, but not for Kyle. He was out there, again, running in the Boston Marathon, the oldest marathon in the entire country. He raised over $18,000 for the Boston Children's Hospital, Mojo, in honor of his nephew, Will, who tragically passed away. And there he was. And you see all those people behind Kyle. Obviously, all of us here at TMZ Sports and TMZ behind Kyle just wanted to recognize that incredible accomplishment. We got a great show tomorrow, a bunch of big stuff. It's going to be great, Mojo.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be hard to top Kyle holding it down for us, running the 26.2. Incredible story and doing it for the children. No better cause than that. But we're going to try tomorrow to deliver you the best show since today.